Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. To be blessed, to be happy, to be joyful, to be endowed with many, many blessings is a gift that God gives to us too, when we listen to him, when we observe his word, when we follow commandments. It's what the scripture says to us. But we also know that if we were to really observe the commandments, if we were to really observe the word of God, the instructions that God gives us, there's a blessing that comes to us, not just immediately, because no teenager may be able to understand why they should be obedient to God's word. Many, even middle-aged people, the same way, they may not always understand why should we be obedient to God. But on our deathbed, when we are close to offering ourselves to God, because there's really not much more, that's when it is very important for us that if we were obedient to God, we can be at peace. Can be at peace in our hearts, and there's nothing greater than that type of peace, you know, in our hearts. And what we have here before us is a tremendous mystery. We are to listen to God. Why? People listen to philosophers. People listen to a variety of social thinkers, perhaps even great influential people. People listen to sometimes maybe not so much great people as great perhaps even politicians, whoever they may be. And what do people get? What do people get? I remember I was taking a course in sociology, who seemed to be a great professor, you know, very smart, knew a lot of data, a lot of facts. And at that time, he was teaching something which was so unusual. He said, you know, we should follow the traditions of this particular tribe. You know, they were smoking peyotes and all these things. And I said, you know, all of a sudden, this professor who seemed to be so brilliant, when he was instructing us as students, I mean, we're talking about quite a few years ago, and you know, to follow that type of example, because, you know, it just didn't make sense to me. I mean, I was in my early 20s, but it just did not make sense to me. Today, you know, the ever-popular Marx, you know, always seemed to be always there. And, you know, I was born in Poland, although I came to the States, but I went back as a graduate student. And those who did follow, every time there was a huge, you know, May 1st or other demonstrations, you know, Karl Marx was every place. And we have there, and so many people follow him. But those who did follow him, whether Lenin or Stalin or Mao Zedong or whoever it was in the past, what did they do? How did they end up? What happened? I remember the people who had to live under such conditions because they listened to those instructions. I remember, and I was shocked to hear, is that, for example, Stalin himself developed a type of continuous purge of people. The way he would do is always promote the young. And the young would say what the elders were not doing, how unfaithful they were. And so they would always eliminate. But it was a generation after generation of purges. Because what happens is that even those who were supposedly faithful to Marx were not faithful. This was not possible to create a Christian community in an environment of our world, which we have people who are broken and sinful. I mean, the Marx wanting to everybody to be the same. So what do? You know, if somebody is too tall, you have to cut off his feet or his head or whatever it may be. Because how else are you going to stretch somebody because they're not tall enough? You know, to fit the mold, it's not human. And this is why God's word is so important. God's word respects everyone. God God's word. God respects the dignity of each person. God gives freedom to each person. God gives us the ability to listen to him or even to reject him. And he continues to support us. He continues to sustain us in existence. So to listen to the voice of God, because the voice of God, revelation, is the truth about us, who we are. It tells us what happened to us, why we are the way we are, why we don't want to listen, why do we want to follow the Lord. It's the tempter who introduced the sin of distrust, so we don't fully trust the Lord. And so the first reading today, if we were to look at it, you know, from the book of Prophet Joel, we have this scene of people who are gathered in the valley of Jehoshaphat, the valley of Jehoshaphat, the valley of decision, as it is called. It's the looking into the end of times, or the second coming, perhaps, or the time of judgment, the day of the Lord. And the Lord rightfully can say, you did not wish to listen to me. And so there's a difficulty there, as we know. The difficulty is that if we don't listen, there are consequences as well. The consequences, because if we harm one another, if we are disobedient in terms of being faithful to each other, then there's consequences. Why do we need to listen to the Lord? It's because he speaks the truth. He speaks the truth of who we are. He speaks the truth of how we are to be. He speaks the truth of who God is in relationship to us. He speaks the truth of what he wishes us to be in the future. So today before us is that moment of decision, because the time will come quickly, and time will come where the vats overflow, where there's the end of time, crowd upon crowd in the valley of decision. For near is the day of the Lord in the valley of decision. Sun and moon are darkened. We're talking about the future. And the stars withhold their brightness. The Lord rose from Zion and from Jerusalem raises his voice. What does he say to us? Yes, there will be a time when we have to make the final decision for God. And we have to make the final decision for fidelity. And only then, what will happen? God will manifest himself. Jerusalem shall be holy, and the strangers shall pass through her no more, those who wish to destroy her. So on the day, the mountains shall drip with new wine. There'll be new wine, new reality, and divine reality. The kingdom of God will be manifested to its full. Truth in the Hebrew language, emet, also means fidelity. Truth means listening to God, the way God made this world. Truth is not just a correspondence of the word to a reality, but the truth is correspondence of God's word to us, to the reality of this world, this earth. He made us. He formed us. He made us people destined for glory. And so how to listen to the word of God, how to listen and to hear obedience. Today Jesus says about his mother, he beatified her, he canonized her, if we want to use maybe language of the church today. Because while Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." So someone calls out from the crowd, perhaps it was a woman who cried out, and she says, you know, how lucky, how blessed is your mom, because look at the way you are. You speak beautifully, you bring forth all these graces and miracles, everything that's taking place. She must be so happy that she gave you birth. She must be happy, truly, truly happy. And every mother knows, if a child turns out really well, if they do very well at work, they have a nice family life, whatever it is, the mother is happy. But here, this cry that came out, how blessed must you be? Jesus said, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. And he says, literally, blessed is my mother, blessed is my mom, who heard the word of God and observe it. This is what we're talking about, annunciation. Blessed is the one who heard the word of God that said, let it be done to me according to your word. And she observed it, she kept it, she kept it for life. She kept it at every moment, infused by the Holy Spirit and the grace. She was able to say yes throughout her whole life, all the way to the end, where under the cross, she said yes to the Father. And where she also gathered in the upper room after the resurrection, and she said again yes to the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit was given to them. But she continues to say yes today to various places of apparitions. What does she do? She says, be faithful to my son. You'll receive blessings. Be faithful to my son, and you receive extraordinary gifts. Because it is by fidelity to God we receive not only the truth and knowledge of who we are and our glorious destiny, but also the means by which to attain it. The means, what are the means? As we gather here in the Eucharist, the means, the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, celebration of the Mass. How else do we attain those blessings? By baptism, we were baptized. Without baptism, we would not be here. So baptism gave us the gift of becoming a child of God, being son and daughter of God, becoming the very, very temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Trinity. Baptism gave us this, but then we have also other means. How do we become obedient and more obedient? By examination of conscience and confession. Another way that the Lord draws our hearts, that we may be able to receive his blessings. Because the Lord does not say, well, you have to obey. It's not the obedience, it's the graces, the power, the gifts that flow from that obedience. Because if we disobey, we shut the door. You know, when we look at the question of nature of obedience, you know, we are to be obedient to the, you know, to the just laws that we have. We are obedient to and to each other when we promise that we'll love one another till the end through marriage. We are obedient by religious vows or priestly obedience to the bishop. We live, but it is by obedience that the blessings flow. And obedience, always we have to say, is to listen to one another, to be faithful to one another. Fidelity is part of that obedience. Fidelity is that very means by which we receive graces and receive blessings, extraordinary blessings. You know, the faithful husband and wife, look at the fidelity that brings forth beautiful families. Infidelities, we know, breaks up the relationship, breaks up the family. So we look from the positive side of fidelity versus unfaithfulness, being unfaithful, infidelities of all kinds. The one who can always show us how to be faithful is Blessed Mother. Throughout her whole life, as we know, it wasn't just the fidelity, but it's that which she gives to the whole church. She's the one who is an instrument of God's mercy, instrument of God's grace. I have to say that, you know, when a lady appeared in Quibejo and she said to them how they are to be faithful to the Son of God, to be faithful to God. And, you know, and people follow their own passions, broken passions, hate, whatever it is, because they were unjustly treated. So passions came out. And then we have at the end of this unfortunate situation, because, you know, resentment and hate unchecked brings violence often. So at the end was 1 million people who were killed. Our Lady spoke to us in Fatima. And what did she say? Be faithful to my son. Pray the rosary. Otherwise, this communist Russia will spread its errors. But we don't exactly listen. Father Seraph had mentioned one diplomat that he met who says to him, he says, you know, the problem with what the world is like, especially in the 60s at that time when he spoke to him, is your problem. Blessed Mother told you what to do and you don't do. So you don't do. So you allow the errors to be spread, violence to be affecting every group of people. And so we do so. So how do we respond to God today? And how do we respond to him? Is by fidelity, by being faithful. Faithful to him, listening to him, because fidelity is based on listening to the word and receiving the blessings. The whole history of Israel, as we can see from the first reading, is that there's generations after generations. They were faithful for a while, and then they fell off again, and they fell off again. It seemed it was almost impossible for them. They would call back the Lord and says, you have to help us, save us, and then he would save them. And then they would go back again to their regular life and forget the Lord. Maybe then today, as we're invited by the Lord to be blessed because we hear the word of God, we welcome Jesus into our hearts, we welcome his teachings, we welcome the blessings that he has prepared for us, that we be more and more faithful each day, but we have to ask and cry out to God, Lord, you have to help me because I can't do it. And the Lord says, if you're with me, I will help you. If you're with me, I will do everything for you. If you're with me, I'll unfold the graces and blessings which I've prepared for you, and I'll give it to you. Because by infidelity, by sin, you're blocking me from giving you these graces. You're blocking me. May we say today, at this very moment, Lord, give us the grace. Make us holy. Make us truly your sons and daughters. May we be obedient to you. May we listen to you. And give us the power through the Holy Spirit and through the sacraments to remain faithful to the end, whereby you'll give us eternal glory with you in heaven.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit divinemercyplus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's divinemercyplus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.